A word for you from Matthew 6, verse 28. Which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. The Lord has commanded us time and again, do not worry. This is not a suggestion. It is a command to be obeyed. Worry and worship are mutually exclusive. You cannot be worshiping God and worrying at the same time. Evangelist John Wesley said, I dare not fret any more than I can dare curse and swear. Both are commands that we must obey. We dare not worry. It is so easy for us to waste our time and our life on trivialities, missing the big picture. The main thing is to keep the main thing. The main thing. We are commanded to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. We must live in the light of eternity. Put God first. Reevaluate everything in the light of eternity. What really matters? We are to love God with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our mind, and with all of our strength. And we are to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. We must seek first God's kingdom. Put your duty first. Your duty to God. Your duty to your family. Your duty to your church. Your duty to your friends, to your work, and to your community. Fulfill your commitments and your responsibilities first and foremost. The main thing is to keep the main thing the main thing. There was a time when people asked, what do you think? Today, the question more commonly asked is, how do you feel? In fact, neither of these questions are ultimately that relevant. The question should rather be, what does God's word say? Our feelings and our opinions are ultimately insignificant when compared with the eternal word of God. You should not be too worried about what other people think about you. You should be overwhelmingly concerned with what God thinks of you. And what will God say to you on the day of judgment? What other people think about us and what other people say about us is not nearly as important as what our Creator and eternal judge will say on the day of judgment. Will you hear, well done, good and faithful servant? Or will you hear, depart from me, you cursed, into the lake of fire prepared for the devil and his angels? In the Screwtape Letter, C.S. Lewis warns of the devilish distractions and deceptions that keep us from what really matters. The book of Ecclesiastes warns us against squandering our time and our talents on trivialities, chasing after the wind, after vanity and meaninglessness. Let your life be characterized by worship, not by worry.